The classes of the neighbor, those in prison, by the bound, or those who are in prison, those who acknowledge that in themselves there is nothing but falsity. That's what is perceived by the angels. Day 1. Turn back our captivity. A Song of the Steps. When Yehovah shall turn back the captivity of Zion, we shall be as they who dream. Then our mouth shall be filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing aloud. Then they shall say among the nations, Yehovah has done great things with these. Yehovah has done great things with us. We are glad. Turn back, O Yehovah, our captivity, as the channels in the south. They who sow with tears, with singing aloud shall harvest. He who goes walking and weeping, bearing a cast of seed, coming, he shall come with singing aloud, bearing his sheaves. Psalm 126. This signifies joy of the nations with whom a new church will arise. It will be instructed. Prophets and Psalms. If anyone shall gather into captivity, he shall go into captivity. If anyone shall kill with the sword, he must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the holy ones. Revelation chapter 13, verse 10. Explaining the words, if anyone shall lead into captivity, he shall go into captivity. This signifies that he who by means of this heretical doctrine leads others away from believing well and living well, will himself be led away into hell by his own falsities and evils. By leading into captivity is signified to persuade and draw over to his own party, that they may consent and adhere to that heresy, which is meant by the dragon and the beast, and so to lead away from believing well and from living well. By going into captivity is signified to be led away into hell by his own falsities and evils. By captivity is here meant spiritual captivity, which is to be seduced, and thus led away from truths and goods, and led into falsities and evils. That by captivity in the word is meant the spiritual captivity may appear from the following passages. Hear, all ye people, and see my sorrow. My virgins and my young men have gone into captivity. Lamentations. God forsook his habitation and tent, where he dwelt among men, and gave his strength into captivity. Psalm 78. The wind shall feed all thy pastors, and thy lovers shall go away into captivity. Then thou shalt be ashamed for all thy wickedness. Jeremiah 22. Yehovah hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to the bound, to the blind. Isaiah 61 and Luke 4. I have raised him up in justice, and he shall let go my captivity, not for price nor reward. Isaiah 45. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. Psalm 68. Shall the just captive be delivered? Even the captivity of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the violent shall be delivered. Isaiah 49. Shake thyself from the dust, sit down, O Jerusalem. Open the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Isaiah 52. By the captivities of the sons of Israel by their enemies, spoken of in the book of Judges and 2 Kings 25, and in the prophets, were represented and thence signified spiritual captivities, of which elsewhere. Similar things are signified by the bound, as by the captives, in the following passages. By the blood of thy covenant I have sent forth the bound out of the pit. Zechariah 9. Let the sighing of the bound come to thee. Psalm 79. Thy bound, the bound shall be gathered in the pit and shall be shut up in the prison. Isaiah 24. That made the world as a wilderness, he did not open the house to his bound. Isaiah 14. The king said, I was in prison, and you did not come to me. Matthew 25. Jesus said, Ought not this daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Luke 13. This is a quote from our Apocalypse Revealed 5:91. Questions. What is the tone and emotion expressed in Psalm 126, quoted here? Has the deliverance from captivity in the psalm happened yet? What is the significance of your answer? Name an example or two from history that involves captivity versus freedom. How do these scriptures and teachings help us connect to the people of the past, or present and future? What are the heretical doctrines mentioned in Apocalypse Revealed 5:91? If people are in those heresies, is there anything we can do for them? How do falsities of doctrine translate into spiritual prisons? Why would someone with possession of true doctrine still be at risk of captivity and bondage?